I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, talking with Malcolm Andrews of Via Rail. Some big developments over the coming months at Via Rail with new equipment coming online.
Absolutely. We're dubbing the whole thing the Renaissance of Passenger Rail in Canada. We are investing well over $400 million in completely renewing everything about traveling by train in Canada. And perhaps the most prominent example of that are the new locomotives, which are already in service. They're called Genesis locomotives, and they're wonderful, great, imposing machines that that just the power of them just sweeps you away. And they're very nice to look at, too. Thank you very much. Also, just coming down the tracks in a few weeks will be the new Renaissance cars, which were built in the UK, actually, by Alstom, and which are being completed by Bombardier here in Canada. So it's a joint effort by the world's two premier train manufacturers today. And these are European chic like you just haven't seen it before. There are coaches, sleeping cars, service cars. You'll feel like you're basically in a James Bond movie or something. They're just beautiful, beautiful trains, and we just can't wait for people to see them. And they will, in fact, on the overnight train, first of all, called the Enterprise, that operates between Montreal and Toronto, six nights a week, every night but Saturday. And that's coming your way in just a number of weeks this spring.
The romance and fun of rail travel returns to Canada in the coming months. Watch for it. 1-888-VIA-RAIL, www.viarail.ca, to get out of your car and also to avoid the long lineups at the airport and security hassles. Hey, have some fun traveling both on business or leisure. Take the train. 1-888-VIA-RAIL. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with Kate Pocock, family travel columnist, Toronto Sun, and author Fodor's Around Toronto with Kids Guidebook. What are some of the hot travel destinations this summertime for families traveling with their children?
Well, there's so much happening in Canada, and it's great because it's never been better for families to have so many choices. Newfoundland is a hot destination because of the recent films. And new last year, and it was a big success, was the Viking Village in Norstedt. There is the archaeological site nearby, but they've put a whole village together with, you can go and have a Viking feast, you can throw axes at the axe wall, you can attend a Viking wedding and go for a ride in a Viking boat. And I think a lot of families are planning to go to Newfoundland this summer. The other big destination is Alberta and the Rockies. And partly that's because it's Year of the Mountain in Canada and the States this year. And they're planning a whole bunch of activities around mountains. So whether it's hiking with your family or doing ice walks or canyon crawls, or just simply taking the gondolas up the mountains. And I think that's going to be very hot this summer as well. There are lots of ranches offering family programs, and there are family camps such as Strathcona Park Lodge out on Vancouver Island. And they have a whole series of activities for your kids, including kayaking and roping and doing obstacle courses. And the families live together and meet other families. And that's a big trend I think we're going to see more and more of. And of course, it's year of ecotourism. So there's lots of paddling and biking.
Some great places for families to discover this summertime. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a Mascor Marketing Production.